jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, Vic, look at this. I got another one of these suck candies, Vic. I'm going to throw into my mouth and appreciate that. Vic's always worried about my throat going dry or whatever he thinks. Hey, Victor, I squirted some silver down my mouth yesterday. I came up with a new plan. I want to encourage you with this really quickly. You know, I just came off of a fast of 12 days. Didn't eat anything for 12 days. And then normally when you come off one of those fasts, you go gorge yourself. And a fast is good because it's good for weight loss and resetting your immune system and all that kind of stuff. Well, I came off of that. I said, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to eat every other day. Every other day. I said, what? Yeah. It's not a fast. I'm not doing it as a fast. I'm doing it as a lifestyle adjustment. And you know what? My weight's continuing to go down. Isn't that cool? I've lost about 20. And so on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, not fasting. I am fasting. I'm just not eating. Not as an appeal to the Lord or to one of the weapons of my warfare, but just I'm doing it. You know, we eat so much. If you just go on a fast, you're going to notice all the stuff that you're picking up and throwing in your mouth. Most of it not good for you. And it's a great lifestyle discipline, so I'm just encouraging you all of it to continue to do that. We got a great show today. You might want to, we always have a great show.
Yes, you do.
We have a great guest today, and I just want to give some of you right now the opportunity to email or Facebook or whatever and tell people that they need to tune in because they're going to hear Jennifer Heath's going to talk to us about Lyme's disease, overcoming Lyme's disease. And you say, oh, you kid, Lyme's disease? I have Lyme's disease. Well, you know what? You're dealing with a lot of stuff that you may not even know that you're dealing with. And Jennifer Heath, who has overcoming Lyme's disease, is going to talk to us about some of the medical stuff that you're dealing with that you don't even know that you're dealing with, that the doctors don't even know that you're dealing with. Stuff is being misidentified, all that stuff. So you're going to be excited because Jennifer's going to come rolling in here in just a few seconds. I want to do something. I have to say this. I wasn't going to get into it. I'm going to say this. Donald Trump did not say he was king of Israel. Donald Trump did not say he was savior, whatever it was that said. Wayne Allen Root said it about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said, Wayne Allen Root, thank you for the compliments, yada, 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 yada. So we can find an antichrist everywhere we look if we want to. And no, I'm not making excuses for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not my savior. Far from it. If you watch this show at all, I'm always exhorting people that Donald Trump has opened the door for the church to be the church. For the church to be the church. Don't worship Donald Trump. I don't worship everything he does. There's a lot of things I wish he was doing that he's not, and a lot of stuff he's doing that I wish he wasn't. But he's opened the door for Christians. Planned Parenthood lost a bunch of money yesterday. He is breaking the back of Planned Parenthood. Breaking the back. So I just want to go on record that where I stand with it, I'm not covering for him. He didn't say it. Wayne Root said it. Now, if you said right now, Coach Dave, you are king of Israel, me being foiled with the Holy Spirit said, dude, listen, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Donald Trump ain't me and I ain't Donald Trump, right? We all respond differently. So you can see something bad if you want to. You can see something good if you want to. Because Lord knows there's plenty of both going on, all right? Hey, listen, I should have pulled this up yesterday. Connor, hit that debtclock.org. See, now we spoke about money. Got a lot of response from it yesterday. Hey, how you like my Crooked Hillary shirt? Crooked Hillary for prison. You can get one. EqualJusticeTour.com. Go get one. I wore it in my golf league last night. I call it my pirate league. I wore my orange Crooked Hillary shirt last night, and every one of those guys, well, that's not true. Not every one of them. Thumbs up, baby. Thumbs up. People get it. People get unequal justice. People get it. Get your shirts. It helps us. Help support what we're doing. And I want to make this appeal real quick. Some of you, we need you to help us a little bit financially. We're trying to gear up for what's going on in Branson. I got a big announcement about maybe one of the guests that's going to be joining us in Branson. Don't have it firmed up yet. We're going to. So we pay expenses for people to go. We have a lot of expenses wrapped up in going to Branson. And I'm just going to say that some of you could help us. If I could get 10 of you to give $100, it would take some pressure off of us. So there was the call. The debt clock. Do I have it up there? Folks, you can go to debtclock.org. And there you can see it's a running of all the stuff we spoke about yesterday. There's the national debt up in the top left-hand corner. $22,527,296,600,000. Like, I can't even keep up with it. It's got everything that you want to know on there. U.S. federal income tax, how much they've taken in, revenue or cost. Kevin sent me this. Kevin from New Hampshire sent it to me. If you want to just take some time and study down this thing, it's got everything you want to know on it. I'm not going to go through it all right now, but it's all right there. Interest on the national debt. See, everything you see in red is a deficit, okay? Everything you see in red is a deficit. Everything you see in green, I assume, is money coming in. I don't know what the yellow is. Probably somewhere on that screen, probably a code. Not a code, but what they call it, a legend to tell us everything that's going on. So spend some time looking at that fund. Revenue per citizen, $10,353. It's unbelievable. It's going to the government for every, in taxes, $10,353 for every citizen. That means if you have a household of five, 10,000 times five, that's $50,000 is going from you to the government. Revenue per taxpayer, $27,700. That's incredible, isn't it? Now, I get it. Some guys pay more, some guys pay less. But that, my friends, is the cost of government. So a lot of good stuff going there. Medicare, Social Security, largest budget items, defense and war. The largest budget items are Medicare and Social Security. Remember we talked yesterday? $1.7 trillion is all there is. Look how much is going to go out. Defense, interest on the debt. Look at that. Hey, boys, interest on the debt means the money going to the bankers. Duh. You know the U.S. government is paying debt. I'm sorry, paying interest on money that the U.S. government produces. They print money and then we have to pay interest on our own money. Wow. All right, let me get that off there. I want to get rolling here with Jennifer. Let me hang on a second. Let me make sure I'm not skipping anything else. Okay, I think we're pretty good. Hey, we're gearing up for a lot of things. Go to the calendar, check it all out. A lot of good stuff happening, and we want you to be part of it. I got to tip my hat again. Bob Evans has been here for 4 days working like a fool up at Sky High. And you know what's really good about it? I've had the opportunity to get to know Bob. I just knew him, casually knew him. We've had him here in our home for 4 nights. What a pleasant, awesome guy Bob is. And he's been here 4 days. He said, Coach, I'll drive home tonight. I got to do some stuff at home. I'll come back tomorrow. That's the kind of guy he is, 2.5 hours. So we're going to try to release Bob. Doesn't have to come back. Ryan came rolling in today. He's going to go up and do some stuff. Well, I won't say where he's going, what he's going to do. But he said, Ryan Duncan said, he came in from Georgia. He said, I'll stop and work here for a couple of days. And Mark Trump's still here. And Tree Limb Jim and my brother-in-law, Carl. And we're getting a lot of stuff done up there, man. A lot going on. So just continue to pray for us and help support us in those endeavors as well. There's your schedule. Texas Salt and Light Brigade huddled this weekend. I know Chad's got a great time going. If you're going to go, let him know. It's important. It's upon us. It starts tomorrow. Let us forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. That's what those huddles are all about. Okay, so let's dive into it here. I'm going to try to open your eyes. I met Jennifer Heath. Hey, pull up her website so people can see Overcoming LymeDisease.com. Jennifer's an international best-selling author. Whatever that means, Jennifer, that's at the top of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever that means.
It means that people might listen. I don't know, because I have a message to share. So it was an important title to get, because the world is looking at titles, as you know.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not making fun of you, Jennifer.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Right. So there's her web page, Overcoming Lyme Disease, Home, My Story, Book, Blog, Resources, Contact, Advocacy. She has, and she's fought a fight. She's fought since about 2013. She's been in a fight for her life and is starting to get victory. So Jennifer, come on in. I met Jennifer at Mike Spaulding's conference. Going there for Dr. Mike, I continue to have all kinds of fruit from that event. I'm just telling you, all kinds of it. So be encouraged. Keep doing them. Keep having these events, because they really, really do make a difference. So Jennifer, I'm going to shut up. Tell us your story.
All right. Thank you. Well, first, can I say a prayer? Because what I have to share is like very hard for people to understand. And it's going to take the Holy Spirit to calm them down and let them receive the message. So is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Please do.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for today, Lord. And I just thank you for Coach Dave and Equal Justice Tour and Dr. Mike Spaulding and all of the men of God that are doing your work and that are being the watchmen, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you open, give me the words to say that they're not my words, that they're your words, and to help people and help them have discernment as to what, and to check things out and to test everything like you demand us to do, so that that we're not deceived. And so I thank you for that, Lord. And just I pray for healing in the body of Christ and for our nation and for the world, Lord, and that peace and the healing, the only cure, is you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that those that are listening today will come to know you and seek you and find you and have that cure that only you can give. And I thank you that in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Listen, folks, if you don't have your physical health, you don't have anything, right? But even more than that, we're all just passing through here. We are living in a carnal body, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes it becomes a broken down car. That's really all it is. Now, unfortunately, we can't go buy a new car. That's not the way it works. But if we took better care of our bodies, our cars, if you will, life would be a little bit more simple. So, Jennifer, go for it.
Yeah, and actually, God tells us how to take care of our body. He told us the foods that we're supposed to eat and things that we are supposed to do, and fasting like you have done. And that really helps us to seek God and help our body to rejuvenate and to purge parasites and different things like that, which, you know, that's what we're dealing with too, is the main thing is parasites and whatever nanoparticles and whatever giant and beast that they're trying to change us into with Lyme disease and Margellans and vaccines and all of that. So there's a, you know, a dark demonic spirit here that the Bible talks about. And unfortunately, the world doesn't look at that. So I take my understanding first by the word of God. I look at God, I seek God for that. And then I start listening to all these other different doctors, healers, scientists, and research all of them. And then I come up with where I came up with, and I wrote my book, and I base it on, you know, it's God. I mean, you have to have God and be obedient to God. And fasting is very important. And to I talk about deep tissue cleansing in my book. So that was a big part. So it's like the Gerson therapy on steroids, where you juice every other hour, you drink apple and carrot juice and stuff like that. And, you know, but you're praising and worshiping God. And there's such a heightened, I mean, pain is usually gone within the first day when you're doing a cleanse, and the type of cleanse that I talk about in my book. And in my, I have a, my book has, at the end of each chapter, I have a free download. It's overcominglymedisease.com/free-handbook. And those are things that you can, a PDF of things that you can do from home, like what I did. So it's just to give you a little insight on that, about how to do cleanses and how to fast. Like, so you can be fasting, but then feeding your body so it can get better too, because God told us how to do it. So,
well, Jennifer, let me stop you right there, because by the way, having met you in person, nobody would ever think you're sick, right?
Right.
You're a picture of health.
Right.
Everything about you radiates health. Right. That's not really true, is it? That's not really, really what happened. So tell us, let's start here, Jennifer, because I think a lot of people say Lyme's disease. Ethel, what, have you ever heard of Lyme's disease? What is Lyme's disease?
All right. Well, Lyme disease is the number one world pandemic that is going unannounced, and nobody knows, and doctors aren't trained in it. 98% of all medical doctors don't even know what it is. And the reason is that the testing is fraud. The case definition is fraud. They changed the case definition in 1994 here in Dearborn, Michigan. They had a seronegative conference where they certain CDC officers, criminals, called in all these labs and said, hey, you know what? Lyme disease is now just a bad knee, and this is the testing that you are supposed to use in order to detect it. Well, unfortunately, this new testing that they are pushing down everybody's throat only detects about 15% of the population. So 85% of the population is not being tested really for Lyme disease, or they're told that they have a false negative. And so, and they are left to die. So you just need to go see a psychiatrist now, because whatever you got going on is just whatever, you're nuts.
But head, right?
So the testing is fraud. So in 1992, 93, Alan Stier went over to Germany, Europe to change the case, to change the case definition of Lyme, to say it's no longer neurological Lyme, lupus and all of that causing Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, all of that. It's no longer any MS. It's no longer that. So it's only just a bad knee. So that's where the change in testing. So no longer it can pick up the neurological aspect. So early on and it depends on your body. So it's on your immune system. If your body is healthy and strong in your genetics, you're able to keep this at bay. It's called homeostasis. But then as the disease progresses, you get sicker and sicker. And then it starts, you know, you start having, you know, migraines, and then you can't sleep at night. And then you got gut issues. And, you know, you have all these bone crushing, fatigue, neurological issues, heart palpitations, extreme brain fog, muscle and joint pain. I mean, you have all of these things, depression, anxiety, insomnia, facial paralysis. All these are symptoms of Lyme disease, but the testing is fraud. So you can't ever get a diagnosis. But then
What do you mean by the testing is fraud, Jennifer? What do you mean by that?
Well, they changed the case definition in 1994 to say that Lyme disease is no longer lupus and all these MS and all these other things. It is now only... it's now only a bad knee arthritic. So it's just a immune response thing, but really it's an immune suppressive disease similar to AIDS and cancer. So it's a number one world pandemic not being recognized. So all these people are going and getting treated by doctors on all these different medications and different diseases they're being diagnosed with, but the real reason is Lyme disease. So they're not allowed to have that. So
it's sort of like having appendicitis and you go to the doctor and he gives you Pepto-Bismol. They don't really... Yeah, they can treat all the symptoms they want to unless they get to the core issue of what's going on.
Right.
They're just playing doctor on you, right?
And you're septic. That's why you got that going on. You need your gut. You need a deep tissue cleanse and clean that out. There's reasons why that's happening.
What happened to you, Jennifer? What happened to you? You were a perfectly healthy mom, and boom, something happened.
I was a stay-at-home mom, hockey mom. My children are now graduated from college and grown and so forth. And I sold Zapata Designs jewelry. So I was a leading national conference trainer. I was never a director, but I was one of the top recruiters and so forth in the company. And when I fell ill with Lyme disease, and so and nobody knew what it was. And I was diagnosed with hypertension. I was diagnosed with a fibroid growing in me. I had a hysterectomy, almost died. 9 days later, I had an infected abscess, hematoma that almost killed me. So I had hysterectomy, and then I almost died from complications of it. And then they still couldn't figure out what was going on. And then like 6 months later, I had a laparoscopy double infection. And then within a month, they took my ovaries. And I mean, I have been on every type of doctor and specialist there was, and was diagnosed with all different diseases and all different things. And then when I finally got desperate after a year and a half, I drove down to Indiana to see Dr. Easterly, who has now, unfortunately, just passed away in February. I was at his bedside. I was there when he died. I was there for 6 weeks. He had Lyme disease. But nobody knows about Lyme disease. So nobody, you know, it kills you, you know, it causes stroke. And that's what one thing that I am. I could easily do, because I have blockage in my head right here, and I have pressure on my optic nerve, so I have issues at times, but that's where the critters like to go in, and usually stroke is the number one thing that you die of, or heart block. So Lyme carditis, because it's in the blood.
Were you bitten by a tick?
I don't remember ever being bitten by a tick. And so what set all my symptoms off is that I was already not feeling well, and I was under a lot of stress in a bad marriage. And then so stress in either physical, emotional, or structural can influence your health. And then I had an infected root canal, and I had a crown that I had dental work done. And so when they took the crown off to replace it, that's when the infection really got into my system, because that's a perfect place, breeding ground. It's dead body tissue. It's the only surgery that they do, and they leave a dead body part in you.
And root canals are deadly, right, Jennifer?
Oh, they're deadly. Yes, deadly. Mercury in the teeth are bad. Yes, you gotta get it pulled,
right?
Yep, get it pulled. If you know, pull your teeth. It's better to have that dead body tissue out of you. And so, actually, Dr. Price, he actually had lots of research, even 25 years of research. You know, you have University of Michigan, the AMA, and Mayo Clinic, and all of them agreed about they were deadly and so forth. But you know, we live in an age of deceit, and where science is now. We have voodoo science going on, and they say what is good is bad and bad is good. And that's totally in the science realm because, you know, Satan is there. You know, you talk about Medicare.
The voodoo science almost killed Jennifer Heath.
Yes.
I know it's your life, by the way. Almost killed you. And as you said, yes. Jennifer, if you can move to the left just a little bit, some of the symptoms say flu-like symptoms, eye pain, dizziness, sweats and chills, light and sound sensitivity. There are some people right now, Jennifer, out there are yelling, amen. I know of at least four people in the queue right now who are suffering with this, and they go to doctors, and no matter what they do, they never get better, right?
Yep.
Been there.
Yep. Yep. And it's, and that's why I wrote my book. Well, God sort of inspired me, because when I was so a year and a half, I went doctor, and you know, cancer scares, all these different things I write about in my book. I don't like to talk about myself. I rather talk about ways to help you, but I, you know, people want to hear your story. And so, but one thing, you know, that I was like praying, I started vomiting after I was so-called cure. I took my last antibiotic. So they put me on 2 weeks of antibiotics, and then I started vomiting for 9 days straight. And 5 days into the vomiting and not able to breathe and so forth, I was doing coffee enemas, and I talk about that. It was actually, Merck Manual actually had coffee enemas in there. That was one thing that, or enemas that they used to do in the emergency room, you know, if people came in with gas pains or whatever. But now it's called, you know, Hokery, you know, it's like whatever, but it's actually can help you. So I was doing that, and I was just listening to praise and worship and just praising God and just asking, Lord, just let me die, because unfortunately you want to die with this disease. Nobody knows what's going on. You feel so sick and the pain is overwhelming. And when you can't even eat or swallow your spit, and I mean, it's awful. It's a nightmare.
Time out. I mean, this is fascinating. Time out, Jennifer. So they tell you it's tick borne, but you have no evidence you were ever bitten by a tick.
No, well, I do, because 18 on my thing, on my iGenX test is being bit by a vector. So I know that I was. And of course, anything that bites, you can give you this disease, because it feeds on an infected person or animal and then feeds on you, you can get it. So, you know, the idea that it's only from ticks is a lie.
Let me stop you right there before we get into more of it. Anybody in the queue have a question for Jennifer at all right now? Anybody confused about where, what we're talking about, what direction we're going, pop in here right now. Okay, Jennifer, that means they're listening.
All right, awesome.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So after you got in 2013, at what point did you say this, something is freaking crazy here?
Well, for me to even go to medical doctors would be something's crazy, because I felt like I was dying. So that's why. But I was on my health journey for over 30 years prior to that. So I've always done. That's where I learned how to deep tissue cleanse and all that, things that saved my life. So fortunately, I had that on my side, where mostly everybody else doesn't have that knowledge. So that was another reason why, you know, like I was saying, I was praying. So getting back to being praying and to God and wishing that I could just die, he would just let me die. God, 5 days into vomiting nonstop, God just, you know, spoke to me, and I was just praying, and he let me feel the prayers of other people praying for me, to feel the love, and it really spoke to my heart, and that you're not going to die, you're going to get better, and you're going to help a lot of people, and you're going to share the knowledge that you've learned along the way. So that was the message. And trust me, and I threw up another 4 days straight. So if you think that, well, oh, God spoke to me and boom, you know, it's all great. I took it by faith. I took it by faith. I took that moment of, you know, God just intervened and saying, you're not going to die. But it didn't mean that I didn't live in fear and didn't, you know, lose hope along the way and so forth. Because, you know, you do that, this disease, when it's a physical, it attacks every organ of your body and everything. So it's a hard disease to deal with. And So
no matter how many times you proclaim yourself healed, the reality of it is you're still healed, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, and I've prayed about that. And I've had a lot of people, I had you guys pray for me, Pastor Spalding's thing. And you know, God has like told me for a long time, and you know, that like paw, the thorn in the side. And that's exactly what I feel I have. And really, I don't want to get puffed up. I don't want to get into about me. I want it to be about God. And so if I have this ailment, to warn people about it and to let them know and not to give up, because I, you know, if God doesn't cure me in this life, I'm cured in the next. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there are so many people dying with this disease, and they're taking their life. So the number one cause of death now is suicide with Lyme disease. It's not like stroke or all that, because people are, they can't get treatment. They're in pain. You know, you see of all the opiate and drug abuse, well, people can't get treatments. They are denied a disease or suffering from a chronic brain infection and so ill, you know, a disease similar to cancer. And they're told that they're fine and that they're just nuts and they need to go see a psychiatrist. So, you know, this is really serious, and the church needs to stand up. The church needs to learn about this, because you have your greatest, greatest witnessing opportunity for the Lord Jesus Christ. You have sick people that need you, and that is the big thing. And they need your prayers, and, you know, just praying with them. You know, I have prayed with so many people. They've contacted me. They want to, you know, commit suicide. I mean, it is awful. This is a daily thing that, you know, the church needs to know about and to reach out and to know about this disease, and knowledge is power. But the big thing is vaccines. You know, they have the Lyme crime, they actually had a LymeWorks vaccine that got pulled off the market, and they're trying to push a new Lyme vaccine. The FDA is fast tracking the new Lyme vaccine that will give everybody neurological Lyme disease, because you can't inject a fungal antigen into you. So it's mycoplasm, like it's like mold, it's pierced. I mean, it is awful. It's deadly. Fungal viral synergy is what we're dealing with. So we have animal DNA viruses being injected to us with vaccines. And then we already have these spirochetes, these parasites inside us that will take things up, and it just lets it run like crazy. So you're just feeding the disease. And so mercury and all that, these critters love that. And it makes great antenna so they can do perfect mind control with you.
Well, Jennifer, so you say critters. What do you mean by that?
Parasites.
Okay, let's take a minute here now.
And viruses and bacteria.
A lot of us are just hearing this for the first time. Maybe we know somebody that has it. We don't really get it. But speak right now, Jennifer, to the people who are dealing with this or may be dealing with this. What did you discover? What has, other than Christ, we get that. What has healed you? What has made you better from it?
Well, I fight for my life daily. So, you know, I actually was very sick down at the conference. You guys prayed for me, and I haven't felt well. So, but I'm doing better now. So it just, because I'm under stress. So there's emotional stress that can affect your health. So I can't wait. I have another month or so for some personal emotional stress that might be relieved. So then I can move on and be able to start speaking, which, you know, I'm just praising God for that. So, but so enzymes are a big thing. So and I was on enzymes, food digestive enzymes. It's something that they started taking out of our food supply in the early 1900s, was because of the canning industry and all of that. People were moving.
What is an enzyme, Jennifer?
An enzyme is a protein molecule. It does the work in the body. So, yep. And in chapter 12, I talk about why enzymes in there. I actually, since then, since September of last year, I have now 68 credit hours. So I actually am a food digestive health professional. So I'm specialized in enzymes and 24-hour urine analysis, where we can show pathology and know what's going on with you. So I actually learned about, you know, I've become like my own doctor to learn how my body works so I can treat it God's way. And so that's the whole thing. And so my big message to everybody else is to take classes at the Food Enzyme Institute, learn how your body works, because we've been told our body works totally a different way and that we need drugs and we need all of this other stuff. But, you know, God, you know, he is so amazing, and he made, there's every sickness and disease or something that God put out there. So, you know, so definitely look at it. Now, I'm not cured, and I'm not saying that this is the cure, but it will keep your body in homeostasis, where you're not in chronic pain all the time, or you're able to function and you have energy. So it's just incredible. And again, like I said, I'm looking forward to the day when I don't have this personal stress above me that is affecting my health. So I don't really know, you know, once that burden is taken away, then I can.
Somewhere along the line, these little critters got into you.
Yes.
Through a tick, whatever, somehow they got into you.
Well, yep.
Because medical science doesn't really understand what's going on, they are just poke and stab, trying to figure out anything that they can. But from your studies, Jen, what's really going on? What do you, as you, if you were to explain it to me and you and my wife and some friends sitting around a coffee table, what is Lyme disease and how's it working against you?
So Lyme disease is a parasite. It has bacterial, fungal, you know, yeast. You got viruses. So it's, they've created this like monster with this bug in us. And so I don't know if you've heard of SeQL, but Terminated, that's where we're going. So they're changing us into like the Genesis 6 creatures or the flood or whatever, so they can control us and so forth. So Lyme disease is actually something that is helping changing our genetics and helping change us into whatever they want to make us into, the transhumanism movement. As far as I'm concerned, that's what my studies show with this disease. But so, yeah.
So a little bug bites you, and this is so hard to believe, isn't it, folks? It introduces into you an enzyme, and that, what do enzymes do in the body, Jennifer?
It's a parasite, so, and they have their own enzymes. Okay, so they use their enzymes against us, and then we have enzymes. But, you know, God made our bodies to heal, all right? So that's the incredible thing. So we have to have better nutrition and the right foods and right protein. Protein is key to a lot of things. So protein, you got to have your building blocks for growth and repair. But unfortunately, medicine doesn't understand how the body works. They don't understand homeostasis and all of that, but they do understand how to make us ill. So they, and so what medications are do is to stop enzymes or enzyme systems from working. But anyway, so the critter gets into you and whatever other pathogens. So they have a lot of like Babesia, Bartonella, there's a lot of other parasites that enter you as well. So you have all of that, you have bacteria, you have other like Zika virus, you have so many things, you don't know what those critters are carrying. So those things all, when you get bit by something, you get that into you, and then your body has to now learn how to take it. So God made our body, actually, we have defense system. It's incredible. Our urinary, our nasal, we have mucosal lining that will actually stop things. Our lymphatic system, every cell can actually phagocyze a pathogen, is its own immune system. It can create enzymes to and engulf whatever virus is in it. So God, I mean, it's so amazing how God made our bodies, but we got to have the right nutrients to help with that. So I get off on tangents, so I can't remember where I was at.
Would it be safe to say, give us some practical things that you have done to overcome, apart from the drugs and all that stuff that the doctors want to do?
Well, I think, trust in God and faith and giving it to God when I feel sick and so forth. And then also,
By the way, this probably applies to a lot more illnesses than just Lyme disease, right? A lot of these parasites, maybe it's not identified as such, but you're saying—
dementia, MS, lupus, cancer. Who do you know that has those diseases? Alzheimer's? I mean, oh my goodness. People are walking around with this disease and not being diagnosed with the disease, so they don't have the right disease diagnosis, so they're continuing to be ill. So that is like huge. So knowing what the disease is and what diseases they cause, and then what to do. But so the big thing is enzymes, like I said, the right diet, getting the right nutrition in there. And so unfortunately, the genetically modified foods are injecting, they're changing the enzymes in there. So then that gets the wrong enzymes that our body has, so we can't fight these diseases. So, you know, what my book, I have in there like different things to do. But the biggest thing is, I think, finding somebody that is trained in enzymes and knows that can actually look and then figure out what enzymes that your body might need to help fix that, because we're dealing with the extracellular fluid and where, you know, that where our body has homeostasis. So figuring that out and to help keep you relieved of symptoms or help balance the symptoms and to keep you well. So that's where I would say to look at.
Does Lyme's disease impact everybody the same way?
No, because everybody, you know, we're all unique and different, and our genetics are different, and our lifestyles are different, and our foods are different. So it depends on where you're at and what you do and all of that. But so if you're again, homeostasis is that your body's able to keep the critters in check, because we have parasites that live in us. Candida is a parasite that almost all have. And I think it's we're born with it, but our body keeps it at check. And I think when we die, then it eats us up. That's what happens. You know, our body decomposes itself. So these are things, but they get triggered because our bodies are out of homeostasis. So again, not only just the GMO foods and all that, but stress. I mean, God says to, you know, prayer is so important, like praying over your food and, you know, God blessing that. And just to start thinking about it and eating the right foods and chewing your food, you got to break down that saves your body's digestive system, is you're breaking down the foods into smaller particles where the enzymes can digest it easier. And so whatever enzymes your body doesn't use for digestion, your white blood cells pick them up and store them. So they can then use it for the macrophages can use them, all your that go in and monocytes. They have now the white blood cells that help with our liver and all of the keep the critters at bay. They now have enzymes that they can fight the battle. So it's all about having the right, having your sword.
In other words, you just don't bite your food and swallow, huh? That's kind of what most wolf our food down.
Yeah. Just slowing that down is going to help your health. And then, of course, there's drugs, too. Like there's three main drugs that Pharmakia pushes, and that is PPI, so Tums and all that. That stops digestion. So you don't want that to happen. It's because people have a mucosal lining that needs to be healed. It isn't that you make too much hydrochloric acid. You need hydrochloric acid to activate pepsigen, which is pepsin in the stomach that digests protein. And then also without releasing hydrochloric acid, you're not then releasing bile that emulsifies as fat. So, you know, medicine that people take, and I even write about that. I was put on Prilosec, and that was a big downfall, I think, too, with my disease. So a lot of drugs that the doctor gives you to help you because they don't understand how the body works. I understand them wanting to stop the pain. And yeah, it does. To a certain, but it also stops the body processes from working. And then you're going to get protein deficient and fat deficient, and you're just going to get sicker and sicker. And the same thing like with aspirin, you know, like 30-40% of all people in the ER is from bleeding ulcers and stuff from that stuff. And, you know, I have all the research and all of that. So, but they're stopping all drugs. Go ahead.
Where do they find somebody that can help them, Jennifer? Are there doctors who are experts in enzymes? Do they just pick up your book and read the this is must be quite a journey because you are on the cutting edge, really, of what the whole thing's about. And Jennifer, we cannot trust the pharmaceuticals, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes, amen. Yes, it's sorcery. You know, that's what it is, and the vaccines and drugs. And so there needs to be, what is it, like over 100,000 people die, like with just diseases, infections that they pick up in the emergency room, just going in for surgeries. And then you got, it's over, I don't know how many, over 100,000, it might be over 200,000 of people that are killed by taking their drugs that the doctor actually, are taking the drugs properly prescribed and they're dying. I think that's the number three cause of death right now in America is the drugs that the doctors are putting you on. And the reason, go ahead.
No, that's right, doctor. Ban doctors, not guns. That's.
Oh yes, exactly.
So, let me open it up. Anybody? Anybody have a question for Jennifer? It's nope. Okay if you don't.
I'm just trying. Coach, to
yes.
I couldn't agree with this lady more. I've been listening to this. I've been chuckling the whole time. She's been hitting every single issue right on the head. Some of us have been teaching this for years and years and years. She has just given you guys everything you need to know to survive and thrive. And the enzyme issue and the parasite issue are the two biggest things that are ever been going on in the last 40 years.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, Jack. Anybody else?
Jen, the allopathic doctors, they're just a group of either youthful idiots or evil idiots, but it still serves the same purpose. They're the destruction of your body, because the immune system, that's what's been compromised all along. You can have these girls that are lesbians, and if they have a candida, it can become a full-blown thrush that will kill them. I had a little girl that I was talking to, and she told me she was in the hospital for about 4 or 5 days with a full-blown thrush. no more than about maybe a month and a half later, she dies. So these things, when they go to the nth degree, they will kill you.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, we have, as I said, we have people who are a part of the queue right now, or listening right now, who are struggling with this. Where do they find a doctor? Where do they find help on this?
I know. And that's what's so sad and all of that, is that it's hard to do that. I mean, I wish I could tell you, you know, go here, go there. And that's why I am telling people to take classes, get educated, send your holistic doctor, whoever, to the Food Enzyme Institute and learn how the body works, because this is, your body is what you're living in, and you need to learn what is going on. So, but I would look for practitioners there, people that have learned enzymes, and they have a 24-hour urine testing that will show pathology and everything. Pee doesn't lie. It's one of the oldest testing, better than blood work. So, you know, and you can, Dr. Loomis, he created this test, and in the 1980s, he started working doing this, and he got Dr. Howell's 60 years of research on food enzymes. And so he actually developed a 24-hour urine analysis that shows like what enzymes that you're, what you're not digesting, what enzymes are being released and so forth. So you can find out what your deficiency is. So the parasites are in the gut too. So you got parasites in the gut, they're eating, very important, the villi that actually can break down the sugars, the carbs into more complex sugars. So the maltose, lactose, and all of that. So like for me, I don't have that anymore. The critters have ate that. So I have to take enzymes because my body cannot break the things down. Because what happens is that then it goes into circulating immune complexes. And that's a big problem that we have, fibromyalgia and all that, is that we have food that has crossed the barrier into the body. And now the pathogens, the critters, the parasites in the extracellular fluid in the blood, they have food brought right to them. They don't have to go anywhere. They're having a smorgasbord brought right to them. So, so I think finding somebody that knows enzymes and gut health.
Okay, Jennifer, question. You right now, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, just real quick. Have you heard of Rife technology?
Yes, I have.
All right, so we have a very close friend who cured himself of Lyme disease. And he was able to detect it. He was diagnosed. He was able to detect it. And after the treatment with the Rife technology, it eradicated the cells. So he was unable to be detected for Lyme disease after that. But one thing it proves is there's a natural frequency of Lyme cells. Right. Cellular makeup is different than other diseases. So it is a unique disease that's been mapped, and there's a frequency for it that can be detected. So I think I'm completely on board with everything you're doing. And the Rife technology, of course, Royal Rife was taken out because he was curing things,
right,
including cancer.
Right.
So once again, it proves that the medical industry does not want us well. They do not want to promote holistic and frequency healing, and I think you got a great message, and just keep on going, be encouraged, and we'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
That's why they say doctors are practicing, right? Okay, yeah. So Jennifer, right now you're the doctor. Some of the folks who are listening to this show have never heard some of the things that you're saying, and they're saying, you know, I've been to the doctor, and they give me this, and they give me this, and they give me a shot, and they do this to me, and nothing makes me better. So just you here on the internet, what would you say to someone who is struggling with this? Where do they begin, Jennifer? What do they do practically? What can they do?
Food Enzyme Institute, find somebody knowledgeable there. And then like Mark Trump just said, Zyto, I know people that do the frequencies, and that's great. But you know, this is something that we're onslaught all the time. So you're going to have to do this all the time because they're spraying it. I mean, you can get anything that bites you. So if you do get cured from it, you are going to get it again because it's out there in our environment and everything. So
Mark talked about frequencies, Jennifer. Once you get this little parasite in you, it certainly attracts other things that it would not have attracted had it not been inside of you, right?
Right.
I might be able to walk around and not be influenced at all by the chemtrails, whatever, something I eat. But you have a parasite in you that it's attracted to that, and it pulls it in. And until you are able to get control of that, it's not going to get better.
Exactly.
Jen, the I guess the most important thing to do right now is to go to Mercola.com, or you can go to Mike Adams Natural News.
Yeah.
They will keep you, because it's a large learning curve. So before you start learning.
Yes, and I'm hoping
learning,
to meet Mike Adams.
So what happens is that you stay contemporary, but in the background, you start to accumulate your basic knowledge. Like right now, the thing that's very daunting is that if you buy charcoal on Amazon, they have something that's called leotide or something like that, and this one has lead. So you're ingesting the charcoal so that it can go ahead and, because that's a cleanser, and it helps with a gaseous state. So you take the charcoal, but you're taking the lead. But you're not smarter to that. But Mike Adams, since he has his laboratory, he found that out. Don't buy the charcoal on Amazon. So this is where you have to stay contemporary with that, because that's what's going to help you, so that you know what to protect yourself. Because pharma and those guys, they're attacking us even with the natural ingredients that we're trying to cure ourselves with.
Oh, of course. Yeah, vitamins and minerals are a joke. If you don't have enzymes, you need enzymes for them to be taken into the body. So enzymes are crucial. So it goes hand in hand. But go ahead.
Two issues. Number one, where do they find information on enzymes, or a doctor or somebody that knows something about that? And number two, Jennifer, you've mentioned several times cleanse. Tell us about how you cleanse, or what you regularly do.
All right. So foodenzymeinstitute.com is where you go to find a practitioner trained in enzymes. So that
Food enzymes.
There's no S in enzyme, so enzymeinstitute.com.
Food enzyme institute. See if you can get that for us, Jared. See if we can pull that up. Foodenzymeinstitute.com. Okay.
And doctors can get CME credits for going there, so it's awesome. So any healthcare professional can get CME credits. I did classes with doctors and nurses. It's really awesome. So they're learning how the body works. They're sick and tired of seeing people sick, and they can't do anything to help them. So they take the classes and they learn, and they're helping people. So,
okay. So foodenzymeinstitute.com, and we should have that up on the screen here.
And Elaine right there is an amazing woman. She is great. She has done a lot of test studies for Dr. Loomis, and she teaches the online class that you can do. And like, I only have 1 year of college, so I was, you know, worried that I didn't think I could actually take this class. But when I was last June, I was, you know, I met with my pastor, and I was actually planning my funeral because I was very sick, and I was getting IV treatment at my DO's office. And when I looked and I remembered if I took this class, and I could take the classes at the Loomis Institute. So I got certified in 3 days, and then I signed up, and then I figured out the enzymes, and I changed my diet. So even though I was on an organic diet and I was on enzymes, I was on the wrong enzymes for my body and the wrong diet. So this is the big thing. Like, you got to know what's going on in the testing, because he's got the 24-hour urine analysis test. He's got the palpitation test at visceral. It can check your muscles move, so you can tell what organs are being affected. And then he also has a signs and symptoms survey that you can do and fill out. So,
you are what you eat, right, Jennifer?
Exactly. And you are what you eat. And so I haven't launched it, and I don't know if I am, because God has told me to go to the church and do other things. But Lyme Disease Advocates, I started a nonprofit, but I haven't started it, but I got certified for it. But the big thing is that I wanted to do is teach doctors about the disease, because doctors are not learning the disease and how to heal the body, because they're not learning from the CDC and you know, the institutes that teach sorcery. So they need to learn how the body works, because they've been lied to. And this helps them too.
Jennifer, what's a cleanse look like for you? What do you do on a cleanse?
Okay, so I will either juice. I make potassium broth. All of that is in my free PDF that you can download from my website.
Connor, please pull up her website on there.
So if you go to overcominglymedisease.com and then you do the / free-handbook. you get my free 40-page PDF of things to do from home, and I have recipes and different things in there, and I have a recipe for potassium broth, which is very good for you know, hydrating yourself and so forth, and getting potassium back into your cell because it needs to be there, and it's just really good for you. So and there's a breakfast, it's prunes, figs, dates, it's stuff to feed your good bacteria, because you got to feed your critters what they need. And so there's different things in there in my, so under resources, if you click on, so there's actually on my resources, there is a vaccine responsibility form too, that I want to point out to people, that actually you could download that and take it into your child's, take it to their office and then have them check, make sure that they've tested your child for immune suppression, which they haven't. So anyways, but they're not going to sign the PDF. So you will know that, you know, they're not going to entrust themselves, because the government does not, and the vaccine makers are not held accountable for vaccine injury. So you know what, you want to get in your doctor's head and mess with their psychic a little and see if they're willing to sign the dotted line. I don't think you can push it in court, but at least you appeal to their conscience, if they still have a conscience in them, since they're vaccinating innocent people with this crap. But anyways, so where was I at? Sorry. So the handbook, it's overcominglymedisease.com/free-handbook. And then, so I have recipes. I like to do, I do like an apple, carrot and celery, or juice, you know, fresh juice. And so when I do a cleanse, and it could be a day cleanse, or it could be 2 or 3 day cleanse, I talk about a 7-day deep tissue cleanse in my book, but you can do cleanses however you want. And so, and then you could do coffee enemas and stuff. So you're getting rid of the toxins. So as your body is cleaning out its tissue and the extracellular fluid, and it's trying to get rid of the waste, you get rid of it. So then the body doesn't reabsorb the fluids in your bowels and then recirculate it and cause more, you know, work for your immune system. So you want to clean out your gut. So that's where, there you go. There's my free handbook.
Okay. So. Put this in the chat room or whatever, man. We're running short on time. Jennifer, is it okay for some of the folks whose eyes have really been opened today? How do they contact you, Jennifer? Some of them just need an encouragement to continue to fight through, because as you said, this never really gets cured. You just learn to manage it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so you can email me at info@overcominglymedisease.com, and I will pray with you. And I haven't set it up yet, because again, I've been working on my own health. Unfortunately, I wish I had the strength, but God has given me that strength. So hopefully I can set things up, but I want to end up doing calls and coaching, you know, in some form. But the big thing is getting the message out. So if people want to contact me and ask me questions, they can email me. And I could, you know, I just don't know my time thing, but I could offer on the show today, like 2 people to do a free signs and symptoms, a 1-hour talk with me, if they want to share this, or if they want to donate. I don't know what to do, but I just want to bless you guys if there's any way that, you know, to share information that can help. So, or anybody talking here. So I, you know, if they contact me and I can help guide them in what I can, but I'm only one person, and that's the thing. And that's why I want to teach them how to fish, because I can't feed everybody.
info@overcominglymedisease.com. Info@overcominglymedisease.com. Yeah. Just go to our website, put info in front of it, and you'll get the information. I've got about 6 or 7 minutes left. Somebody else, come on in here.
Quick question, Jennifer. Is there a definitive test for Lyme that we could trust? How would we go detect if we specifically had it?
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you for saying that. Well, 41 KD is flagellin. So that was the original. And then bands 31 and 34. Well, they took bands 31 and 34 out of the testing, because that's what they're probably putting in vaccines right now, because they're saying it's really great for you. But anyway, so bands 31 and 34 are, and 41 should be the ones that really detect a lot. But the Igenex test is the test that I use. So after I did the CDC, I did the ELISA test. I had 2 ELISA tests. I was high off the charts on both. The CDC even called me and asked me if I, you know, had moved out of the county in the last 2 years, because they will not recognize the disease. If you've gone out of the county, then therefore you could have got the disease someplace else. So anyways, I got off on a tangent with that. It's just so annoying when you know what's really what's going on. It's just crazy. You know, you can't get the information that you need. And then there's a Western blot test. And so that's where they took the 31, 34 bands out. So they changed it. So the IgM bands, which is chronic infection, they then changed it to only three bands out of 10 or whatever. And then you had a five IgG bands. Well, a lot of people, they don't have the immune response. So it's very hard for you to get to that. So if you're immune suppressed already, you have a weak genetics and so forth, and your body isn't able to fight it, you're not going to show up for serological testing, you know, that you have an antibody to that, because your body doesn't have the building blocks it has, it needs to make those antibodies. So that is a big part of that. And parasites like to take care of that, and they take it from you. So you got to have more nutrition.
This is just, my head's just spinning. So Jennifer, you would say probably that Lyme disease is one form of parasite that is being devastating, but it's certainly not the only one, is there?
Yeah, but this is a bioweapon, so it's different. So they can, just like they're doing, making pigs,
you believe, you know, it's been weaponized?
And humans, you know, they're able to do that. This is the Genesis 6 stuff. They are genetically changing us into creatures and messing with us. And so that's what they're doing with this disease.
And you believe this is not something natural that happened, but rather this has been weaponized, huh?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And even Senator Chris Smith came out, and right now they're looking at it as a biological weapon. But of course, the DOD and all of them, I actually spoke at the first tick-borne disease working group in D.C., and I asked the, you know, they have the usual suspects, the DOD, the CDC, the FDA, and all of, you know, all of those criminals there on the board, because this is their bioweapon. They don't want it to be recognized, you know, but this was Obama's idea, you know, of course, you know, because they want to push it off to the Human Health and Service, the NIH, to run this disease like they do vaccines. So, you know, vaccines, it's a perfect cash cow for the big pharma and also for sorcery.
All part of that deep state, isn't it?
It's all deep state. And that's what I said in my CDC. So we had a Lyme CDC conference in front of the CDC in March 1st, a year ago, 2018. I was one of the first people ever to kick off. I mean, they took out my author page and everything. They wiped me out off the Facebook. And that was my main source of income too, with in my talk. So everybody, that all the connections I made around the world, they totally wiped me out. And in one click of a switch, it said security breach. As soon as I went to go live to interview the nurse that was planning the Lyme CDC event in front of the CDC, they purged everything. So, you know, this is what the, you know, Lyme, I think, is probably right up there as to what is really going on and what people really need to be worried about, because I mean, crazy.
Jennifer, the scriptures, the scriptures tell us all those who hate me love death. Yeah. We don't understand the magnitude of that, do we? We look at the abortion industry, the pharmaceutical industry. These folks, these industries, in my humble opinion, are not being led by Christian people. And don't ever forget the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And if you are not operating in the teachings and the following the precepts of Christ, there is no demilitarized zone. You either are for him or against him. You either scatter or you gather. You cannot do both. And we are trusting, we Christians are trusting unsaved people who, by the way, the Bible teaches us, are of their father, the devil. We're teaching and trusting those people. Pure, and it's no wonder we're in the mess we're in. Why? Because the love of money is the root of all evil. Would you amen that, Jennifer?
Amen. Amen to that.
Jennifer, you have to go back to about 1948, and the Biological and Chemical Weapons Department turned into the National Institutes of Health. And so that's where we are, and it's a long-term plan. I believe that you see that the vaccines are actually little time bombs, and they're putting more little time bombs in as we go that can be triggered whenever they want by whatever means they want.
Oh yeah, and they all add and you know, they just add to one another. So it's a perfect, you know, self-pathogen.
It is a witch's brew of chemicals that are being introduced into our bodies. Yep. And unfortunately, we don't all react the same way to this witch's brew.
Right.
I mean, just think about it in your own life, some foods that you like and other foods you don't like. Say, me, I can't eat onion. I like onions, but I get indigestion if I eat onions. Why? Because my body reacts differently to what's going on with inside my body. And so the introduction of all these GMO, all this stuff will in fact treat or cause different people to react differently. And we have to understand that. And
this Joe's, my wife and I, our little son was born with MSUD. And part of that is he can't digest three enzymes. He has to take medication the rest of his life for it. And I told my wife, I wonder if this came from me for being in the military all these years.
Oh, yeah, vaccinated. They used you as a test market. It's awful what they did to our military.
What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to see. We got to run, folks. Go to overcominglymedisease.com. You can contact Jennifer through that. Jennifer, God bless you, man. Unfortunately, there's so much about this we don't know. That's probably why there weren't more questions. But, boy, I just look at all the many diseases and things that are ravaging America. Lord, we need Jesus, don't we?
Don't we? Yes. Amen. Yes.
God bless you, Jennifer. You've really enlightened us and appreciate our time together. You stay right in there with us. We'll continue here after the show. God bless you,
Coach Dave. God bless you, too. Thank you, everyone.